busy, busy sports weekend. So let's get into the sports page and give a recap for people that were kind of snoozing over the Labor Day weekend.
It's the last weekend of no football, by the way. NFL football.
Well, it's just now it's just full blown on.
It's two sleeps away.
Right. I mean, we got to figure out our survivor pick at some point this week. I mean,
probably got to do that on Thursday.
Got to do it soon. It's coming.
I guess, or Friday. If we're not picking the Thursday game,
By tomorrow, if we're going to do the Thursday game.
Well, we can do a segment on it if we don't want
to. Sure.
I mean, what's the Thursday game? Chargers?
Eagles and Cowboys.
Eagles, Cowboys. Yeah, we're not going
to. We're not going to pick that.
I mean,
I know you love Philly, but
no, Mike.
I kind of like Philly. I don't know what to tell you. We're going to.
I like Philly too, but I don't know if I want to burn it. Philly.
I just want to win.
I just want to.
We just got to get.
We just got to get to week two.
Where's week one? Where's that game at?
In Philadelphia.
I mean, there's no way down.
I mean, no, Micah.
They're so bad.
I mean, they should steamroll them.
Yeah.
That's my, you know, my two cents.
We need to discuss it.
It needs to be a discussion.
Valdez, put it on the outline. Need to discuss it.
Tomorrow, discussion.
So, yeah, we need to discuss it.
Put it in wherever. Yeah. Discussion and about Survivor.
And what are we going to do? So are we going to give our top three picks and then the wherever they
like
are.
We did last year.
Well, if there's no consensus amongst all four of you,
we can do points.
Then we'll go to the point or the rating system.
Yeah.
God, the bar is so low. We just want to make week two. We just want to survive out of week one, unlike last year.
Right.
I mean, the league
so
is
so much pressure.
The league
on
is so unpredictable.
I know.
There are some games that we really like.
Certainly.
You know.
Oh, I don't know. Is it maybe a game? You
I mean, there's
really
two.
Like.
There's two or three that I really like.
Yeah, I liked Alabama against Florida State, too.
Yeah, you would have been a big fat loser.
Maybe you can start there. Didn't Florida State win just two games last year?
Yes.
Yeah. They look like a totally different team, though, right? I only watched parts of that.
I get it. Teams can change a lot. It's kind of embarrassing what's happened to Alabama. You know,
kind of embarrassing?
Well, I said that you need horses, and I do believe coaches
roll down
matter.
Bad.
That wouldn't happen with Nick Saban. I'm sorry.
There's no way they're not spending a ton of money on players either.
Right.
Like they are.
They're spending a boatload.
They are. But in Caleb DeBoer, I mean, he just looks so pissed. I mean, they had a situation where they're down 7 and they get a sack and it was on a third down. So they're going to get the ball back. And then the guy jumps on the quarterback when he's on the ground. Mm-hmm. Personal foul, automatic first down, gives him the ball, and they went down and scored. I mean, it's. And you should have seen DeBoer's face. I mean, he was so pissed.
I'm sure he was.
But let's talk about, first of all, the locals. Let's talk about the Terps. The Terps with their freshman quarterback, Malik Washington. I believe that's the first freshman quarterback starter since 2012.
That's mm-hmm. correct.
Yeah.
They mentioned who it was in 2012, and I've already forgotten.
Was it Peyton Hills?
Perry Hills. Good job, Ben. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for jumping in. He is Terp.
It started off slow.
Yeah.
And then the second quarter, they just buried him.
He's 18 or 19 years old. I expect a kid making his first start to be a little bit dicey at first. And
that's
he settled
fine.
In. He looked really good.
I was listening
the
to the game.
Yeah, 27-43 for 258, three scores.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to the game early, and I'll be honest, I was a little nervous. 7-7? What the heck is going on here?
Big Ten freshman of the week.
Crushing him.
Freshman of the week.
I didn't watch it.
Easy cover, too, by the way.
I was doing other things. He's not a dual threat guy.
He doesn't run. I mean, didn't run a lot in this game.
I don't see him for one run.
I think he was a dual threat guy in high school.
He was.
That's Balding, but he didn't run in this game.
Okay.
I mean, he definitely can run. But for whatever reason, didn't have to.
Didn't need to.
Need to.
All right, well, that's good. I mean, they were expected to win, but that's good to kind of win convincingly. Give them a little momentum.
Yeah, exactly. And then their freshman running back. So they got Nolan Ray, who's been there a couple of years anyway. So, but DeJuan Williams, the freshman, comes in. 10 carries, 54 yards. I don't know. I don't think they had any rushing touchdowns. I think they were all their touchdowns were passing. But, yeah, I mean, it was just, look, it's the first week.
They had six Florida interceptions.
Florida Atlantic has a whole new coaching staff.
Six interceptions, Jason.
Camp threw four. but six picks, that's a lot, obviously.
Hey, it's impossible to win a game if you throw six picks. Can you find me a team in any level of football where they've thrown six picks in a game and have won the game?
I got to say, I can't believe that Johnny Holiday is still going at it and still good.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I was listening to it. I was driving to Bowie to visit some family friends, and I'm listening to Johnny, and he's so silly.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's and what is he, 82 or something like
that? He's got to be at least that old.
He's up there.
He's up there, yeah. But he's still doing it, man, and he sounds great. But, all right, so the Terps win. All right, the Hokies.
86.
The Hokies were
just how much on offense?
Atrocious offensively.
Dude, I mean, I was invested in that game. I watched the whole thing.
Because Jason has said Coach Pry's job's on the line. And
well, I was with two Virginia Tech folks, and they're big Virginia Tech fans, and they're always used to disappointment. But I was emotionally invested. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's 10-8 going in the fourth quarter, and you're thinking, all right, they're terrible on offense. But, you know, a couple stops.
Defensively, they were good.
Yeah, you know, they could do this.
I mean, they allowed the long touchdown in the fourth quarter.
The punt return
was
bad. That
kid Nick Harbor is no joke.
Harbor's, what is he, 6'3"? He's a big dude.
Well, wasn't that a huge recruiting battle between Maryland and South Carolina? And, like, both of, like, the recruiting nerd fan bases for each team were, like, sniping at each other
wide out there,
over him.
Yeah, he's now going to the NFL.
Now I see
he looks like Terrell Owens.
I mean, he is a stud.
He's 6'6". Yeah. Actually, he's 6'5".
Yeah, he's got like world-class speed, too. Like, yeah, like a track stud.
He ran
stud.
A 10-1.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
It's basically Usain Bolt catching fly patterns.
He blew past that dude. He had no chance. Yeah. He's sick.
Virginia Tech's defense, surprisingly to me anyway, I mean, they got a bunch of new guys, but they were really good. They kept the Hokies in the game.
But
Drones was just so bad. He was 1-for-13. Inside
South
Carolina.
Is that always
Carolina.
His deal, that he could kind of manage it and run it a little bit, but he's just not a great passer? Like, is that his
deal? Well, when he first got there, he actually was throwing the ball pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
It's his first year there. And then he got hurt last year. But when he came in his first year, you know, he was a transfer in from Baylor, and, you know, he was pretty highly recruited, and they thought he was going to be really good. And he started off well throwing the ball, dual threat. But last year he was terrible, and then he got hurt, missed 3 or 4 games to close the year, and then they got a new offensive coordinator. They said it was going to be perfect for him.
Mm-hmm.
Play calling was going to be different. It's not going to be as conservative, but man, they were just terrible.
15 of 35 is just it's just not going to get it done. Now that's an SEC defense from a team that's ranked in the top 15. So
but
that's,
you got to score a touchdown. It's hard.
I know.
It's hard not to score touchdowns.
Right.
I mean, just one. One touchdown? You can't do it? 3 field goals and freaking safety? But anyway, so they lose 24-11.
You know, my buddies told me that Coach Beamer, who we had on, Frank Beamer, you know, longtime legend at Virginia Tech. Maybe I knew this, but it didn't. Maybe I had forgotten. But that he trademarked VT years ago before people had trademarked things.
Okay. Hmm.
And so he's making a killing.
Off hats and gear?
I think a school or whoever's putting out Virginia Tech stuff, they have to pay
him. VT logo on all of their gear?
That's what I was told. Okay?
I hadn't heard that, but
he gets a cut of that or he gets all of it?
That's what I was told.
I mean, if that's the case, then he's a freaking marketing genius.
Yeah.
Well, there's no way.
He was like one of the first guys to like trademark things.
That's the second best deal after like George Lucas getting like all of the merchandising rights to Star Wars back
right,
in the day.
Right.
Like that's
well, and Pat Riley did 3-peat, right?
That's a good one too.
That's a great one. Anyway, you can verify that, but that's what I was told.
I just put it into Grok or one of these AI sites and it says no, Frank Beamer is not trademarked VT.
Okay, maybe it's false, but that's what I was told. I'll trust Grok on that.
Trust the AI.
I'll trust it.
By the way, on the other side, just because I have him on my college fantasy team, Diego Pavia, who had eligibility issues, had 3 touchdown passes and was 20-for-25.
Well, that's who they're going to face next week.
That's who they play.
They're facing Vandy next week.
At home, who they lost to at Vandy last year, and Pavia killed them. But the way the Drones played,
yeah.
I mean, I got no confidence in the offense.
Well, how could you?
I don't. And if they start out 0-2 with a home opener loss, man, it's not going to be good down in Blacksburg. That was just embarrassing. It was an embarrassing loss, not just because they lost to, I mean, to lose to South Carolina is one thing. That's fine. I mean, South Carolina's ranked. But to score 11 points and you don't even score a touchdown, and Drones was 1-for-13 in their territory.
Are they going to be favored against Vandy?
I was going to say, I don't see a line for that game yet, but I wouldn't be shocked if Vandy's a slight favorite.
I, I don't know who's going to be the favorite, but I don't have any confidence.
There's no way that Virginia Tech's more than like a 2.5 or 3 point favorite, if they're a favorite at all, coming off that performance.
Right.
Probably.
Weren't you thinking, though, they had a chance when it was 10-8 going in the fourth? Or no?
Yeah, of
course.
Were
you thinking, no, they're probably going to blow
this? Of course.
This.
I just thought, you know, Drones is going to make some big plays at some point. Yeah. Didn't.
Yeah.
Threw a horrible pick in the end zone.
Virginia
horrible.
Tech's favored by 1.5.
1.5. Okay.
Right, there you go. It's basically a pick.
To pick them, yeah.
So they lose. Miami beats Notre Dame. That was the second game on Sunday, 27-24. This was actually a fun game to watch.
Amazing catch in that game.
And CJ Daniels, that was incredible. But this was one of the, you know, out of all the big-time matchups, this was probably the best game to watch because it was close. There was a lot of offense. Carson Beck played really well. CJ Carr, for a freshman, it's tough to, you know, go on the road and play Miami in your first start. He was up and down, but overall, he made some really good plays. And then, you know, that CJ Daniels catch was incredible.
Do you think that was a good throw by Beck? It's like he just threw it into double coverage. Just threw it up for grabs. I mean, hey.
He made him look good.
It's a touchdown.
Yeah.
But he threw some really good balls in the game. He did. And so did Carr. But they win 27-24.
I like when Miami's good. My brother was at the game with my nephew. I know a little bit later we're going to talk about Alabama and whether you want Alabama to be powerful. Miami, when they're down, I just think that they should be a good team in college football. Same thing with Florida State.
Well, they might be.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a really, really good quarterback. Had a good quarterback last year, but the defense was terrible. Defense is supposed to be better this year. LSU-Clemson. LSU goes into Clemson. LSU hadn't won an opener in 5 years. But they go into Clemson and win 17-10.
What happened to your over, Mike Maher? Mike Maher is just hyping up the score of Palooza, get less than 30 points.
I did not see that coming. Defensive stand. Still don't believe in either of those teams, though.
By the way, did we go all but we hit everything but one pick?
I missed my pick.
We lost two.
Okay.
We lost two.
So we're getting closer.
I took Texas.
We're getting closer. All right.
I will say there were... Well, at least it seemed like a lot of the bigger games, there were defensive struggles.
Yeah.
The offenses definitely weren't clicking.
No.
For the bigger programs.
Clemson's offense was bad.
I just love how it just seemed like, maybe it's because it was an extended weekend, but it seemed like every night, every evening, there was great football on.
Yeah, it was a great week one.
It was like a great week.
Now, week two, you're not going to have it as much because the matchups aren't as good.
Well, the playoff definitely helps with that because... Beforehand, teams were afraid to play one another because one loss or two losses on your record meant you were automatically out of any kind of national championship running.
Yeah.
Now you can have two losses and get in. I mean, later in the season, it kind of affects it. But early on, these teams are willing to play. These teams are willing to play one another because they're not scared of having a blemish and being left out of the college football playoff.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, teams like Notre Dame, even though they lost, they can still get there because they've got really winnable games the next 5 or 6 weeks.
I mean, they lost to Northern Illinois in week two last season. They're in the championship game.
Exactly.
That wouldn't happen in the old system.
And, look, Clemson's going to get better offensively. I mean, Klubnik had 43 total touchdowns last year. He was terrible against LSU. LSU, their defense looked much better than last year. They got a bunch of transfers in there. Delane, the transfer DB from Virginia Tech, had a really big game. LSU wins that 17-10. But, yeah, I mean, you're expecting some points in that game. You certainly expected Klubnik to play a lot better than he did, and he was just really bad. Bama, we talked about it. They lose at Florida State. Ty Simpson, their quarterback, who, you know, he made some plays. His overall numbers weren't great. He was 23 for 43. But they just couldn't run the ball. And Florida State, there was a lot of energy in that stadium. There was a lot of energy. And Castellanos, who was talking a lot of smack about Bama before the game, only completed 9 passes, but ran for 78 and a score.
It led the team in rushing.
A
couple of stats jumped out to me.
They ran for 230 yards. Bama ran for 87.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 230 to 87 was huge. Also, Alabama on third downs, 6 for 17.
Yeah, not good.
That's terrible.
The Alabama that we've known for the last 20 years, dead and buried.
DeBoer's a damn good coach. Nick, you know,
he's a very good coach.
You know his buyout?
But he's not Nick Saban. It's like $70
million. $70 million.
He's a very good coach. He's not Nick Saban. And he, of all people, should have known you don't follow in the footsteps of the legend. You don't step into that guy's shoes.
Unless they give you $100 million. Okay, so you would have turned it down.
No, but I'm just a greedy, no, I'm a greedy were, white trash nothing.
If you were
Academy.
A great college football coach, you would turn it down. The opportunity.
I would seriously consider it because if you don't go in there and keep winning at the same level as Saban, they're going to run you right out of town.
In a few
integrity
years,
and all that ruined.
In a few years, they will. And you'll be $100 million richer.
He'll rebound somewhere with his buyout, and he'll coach probably for another 20 years.
Right.
But it's going to be a rough ride for him in Tuscaloosa. It already is.
Yeah. And you got to remember that DeBoer, even though he's been a winner everywhere he's kind of been, I mean, the majority of his coaching was at Sioux Falls, right? So he spent 2 years at Fresno, 2 years at Washington. So he only spent 4 years before he went to Bama at FBS. Mm-hmm. So he's still kind of learning. And especially when you go to the SEC and you're following Saban and you got all this NIL stuff and portal, I mean, it's not an easy job.
And also,
for Alabama,
the Pac-12 or whatever was kind of crumbling, right?
Oh yeah, of course. But I mean, he was there and he did really well. I mean, won 14 games.
He was back-to-back championships, I believe, in the Pac-12.
Well, he would have been in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have been in a great conference. No, very little pressure compared to Alabama.
He doesn't have a ton of head coaching experience at the big time level, and he's kind of learning. And we're going to talk about Arch Manning a little bit later in the show, but Texas,
dud.
They go to Ohio State. I expected a much better game.
Dud game, all that hype, all the propaganda.
And they lose 14-7.
The Terps game was more fun to watch.
there were some dud offensive games.
If you could find it.
Yeah, I found it.
I found it pretty easy.
Yep. Valdez.
But Valdez couldn't find it.
But Arch Manning. I have 10 billion channels and I couldn't watch it.
That was the one channel you didn't have.
Are you convinced maybe it was there and you just didn't find it?
I went to every single place possible.
I do believe that.
Yeah. I thought about asking for help, saying, hey, can somebody just
give me a password?
Yeah, somebody just hook me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I thought that was unbecoming.
Yeah, you know what? Next time, go for it. Next time, just ask.
I was on monkey tilt, too, because, I mean, this weekend, it was perfect outdoor TV watching weather.
I did a lot of outdoor TV watching.
So like, I'm setting up the fire pit. I'm getting the grill all ready to go.
Nice.
Getting my snacks all ready. I moved the TV outside.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. I sit down in my chair, and then, oh, my God, I'm freaking out. I watch Corso, that corpse up there, make his picks.
And he nailed it.
Have a heart, man. That was touching.
It was touching. Honestly, it was hard to watch.
Was he struggling?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's laboring. He's 90 years old.
So you
know what you're going to look like when you're 90?
Yeah, well, I hope I make it to 90. I had friends over. We're hitting golf balls. And I have a TV under my deck that I cover. And I had it out. And we had football on, hitting balls all day, all night. And then I went to bed. I forgot to turn my TV off and put it away.
Okay. Oh,
like, no. That's literally never happened to me in like 6 or 7
well, luckily,
years.
Luckily, it never rains here anymore.
Thank God I came up in the morning and it turned itself off like after a couple hours.
Yeah.
And it didn't rain. It just got a little dew on
it. Well, it hasn't rained one drop in August.
Thank God.
You're good.
Thank God.
It's a drought. We're in the middle of a drought.
Can we go a lifetime with no rain? I would be happy.
Well, your lifetime would be short if you didn't have any rain. Yeah. But sure.
I would be happy.
Right. No, the weather's been incredible.
It's been great. All right, don't forget, coming up later in the show, Chris Doering is going to join us at 7:40. We'll talk more college football with him. And Mark Packer, longtime friend of the Junks, former ACC Network host, he'll be on with the show.
So when we have Doering on, we'll focus on the big matchups, especially in the SEC.
Yeah, definitely.
And then when Packer on, we'll talk about the Hokies, how bad they were. We'll talk about Belichick, you know, more of the ACC stuff.
That's correct. That's all coming up on the Junks here on the Fan.